Hello everybody, I'm Nico. I am talking today about local first peer-to-peer applications with OrbitDB. We have the people who have been here already today have been hearing a lot about YGS and other CRDTs, which are great. And OrbitDB is another CRDT, a distributed database, which is relying on IPFS. Can I ask if anybody have heard before OrbitDB? Okay, thank you. And maybe some people. Louder. Okay, OrbitDB. If anybody has heard OrbitDB before, it's actually already 10 years old, and the last years were. I know OrbitDB since 2022 when I was evaluating it. I'm not from OrbitDB, not from peer-to-peer, not from IPFS. I was just interested in developing peer-to-peer applications, like the idea of having web applications which completely work without any servers. How is it working? Is it working? And if so, how? And I discovered OrbitDB in 2022 with a workshop. And at the time, the possibilities were still limited. You had a centralized signaling server where the apps, the web applications, could communicate only between the browsers and never between server nodes, and this was a limitation. So, but anyhow, this concept, this tutorial, what I was trying, was very exciting. So I kept on prototyping with this pattern, and wrote a blog. And at the end of it was really great. I discovered, oh, OrbitDB, this database is inconsistent. The CRDT is somehow database is crashing, right? And I thought it's my fault. So 1 year later, I tried again another prototype. And at the time, it was 2023, at the end of the year. At the end of 2023, peer-to-peer got upgraded, and they made it possible that JS peer-to-peer nodes, which are running in browsers or mobile applications, that they can now also communicate with each other with WebRTC, and also communicate with peer-to-peer nodes which are running on server nodes. So this was actually exciting for me. Naturally, IPFS builds on peer-to-peer, and OrbitDB builds on top of IPFS. IPFS, I don't know, I cannot go too deep into everything JS peer-to-peer on IPFS and all of it, because it's a big topic. But it was never so easy to go into it as now. This is what I can say, okay? IPFS is called Interplanetary File System, content addressed. You store files in your browser. In your browser is running a peer IPFS node, which another browser can directly get the file from. This is actually amazing. And OrbitDB, and this is what is the local first part when you work with OrbitDB, right? You have an IPFS node running in your browser. This is why it's also working offline. And it can sync between devices. So you have your data in your browser, you have it in your mobile, and it syncs. This is what IPFS does. And as I said, peer-to-peer has many different transports, WebRTC, WebSocket, WebTransport, with all kinds of different programming language, which makes it very compatible with a lot of things. LibP2P is on topic, not my topic today. I'm going further. OrbitDB is my topic today. How is OrbitDB working? Usually you have the choice of storing your data only in the memory or in LevelDB or IndexDB. I connect to the speaker which was speaking before me. It is also important, and we should, in my opinion, we should find a solution to all of these standard questions, no matter which CRDT we are using. When a user comes to my app, he doesn't know this is a local first app or anything. He doesn't care, in fact, right? How can we make sure the question arises, can we just store any data on his phone, or can we not do it? GDPR questions. We should at least tell him or give him the choice. You can now store your data, keep it on your device, or just keep it in memory as you like. So I keep it on by default, or you can switch on and switch off the network. So now, what about the whole decentralization? If you run a simple OrbitDB app in your browser, then you would start with a relay or a signaling node somewhere in the internet, right? This relay is comparable with a server in the sense we were talking before. But you could any time have more nodes, right? And this node also can run OrbitDB, and you can implement it that way that these nodes are kind of pinning. In IPFS we call it pinning when we mean caching or archiving these database entries. So whenever an OrbitDB node launches, it would connect to the relay nodes and would sync with the relay nodes which needs to be synced. At some point, probably, it needs some kind of consensus because we don't want to sync with the whole network, right? I haven't been implementing anything of this. If anybody wants to implement something like this, please talk to me, because this is still open. I go forward. OrbitDB has also access controller. What we can do is we can tell for each peer that a certain DID or identity is allowed to write to my database. Or we can just say everybody can write, which is a bit dangerous, but for demo reasons is a cool thing to do. Then we had people talking about access controller and certain access controller frameworks. I'm right now evaluating and also implementing UCANs, which is, in my opinion, I don't know many others, I have to admit, but I know the UCANs for now is good for peer-to-peer. So I can delegate capabilities between the peers, where one peer could be a file backup system or anything like this. And I can, for example, I can show you later about UCANs. The next, when you talk about permissions and UCANs, access controller, you need to talk about identity. The application, the web application which I'm building, don't have any accounts, they don't have any passwords, right? Then we, in the past, we had the situation that we needed some seed phrase and some onboarding for the keys is very difficult. We could have an Ethereum provider with a MetaMask, things like that. Or maybe we could use Nostr. Everything is possible, right? Nostr wallets. Last year I found WebAuthn and passkeys are also working great for web applications, and then the question arises, where are living the keys? Yeah. Because if the key store is living in the browser memory or when we start the node, then it's probably could be dangerous and keys could be stolen by malicious browser extensions, right? So this might be okay on mobile devices because there are no browser extensions, but in browsers, it's not so cool, right? this was the point where I got a bit insecure. Can we build applications like that, right? And luckily I found out that other people which we're talking today already, have already a solution for that, because they also want to sign UCANs and delegations with passkeys. Usually web authentication API is not made to sign arbitrary messages. It's only made for authentication. Actually, they didn't want it to do this. But even the key is hardware secured in your mobile phone, in the secure element, or in my laptop. Each laptop has this secure element, is living hardware secure in your hardware device, right? Or you have a UB key and the key is on that one. So the question is, how can we sign an OrbitDB lock, right? An entry for the database that this was stored by Alice, right? So Bob knows this was Alice who was editing my to-do list. This can be done by varsig envelopes. So what you do is you take a couple of bytes and inline it inside of the challenge which is signed by Web Authentication API. There is a specification for it, which is done by Chain Agnostics. If you want to know about it, yeah, you can look it up. Varsig envelopes and UCANs, but also works for anything else. All right.
We're running out of time.
How much time?
We're over time.
Questions?
You can either finish your presentation or take some questions, whatever you prefer.
If there are questions, you can ask questions. Otherwise, I have maybe a little demo.
Questions or demo? Who is up?
Demo.
Okay. I have a video made. You see anything? This is about UCANs with passkey. Okay, so we have. I'm creating a credential in my browser, and I take the DID which is generated, and I have on my command line a Storacha account which is storing decentralized storage, and I get the UCAN, which is the delegation, and I import it into my browser. So I import it, and at some point, when I'm finished with this, it should be possible to see the contents of my space, right? And just my browser verifies this delegation, signs it, and sends it to the, has certain capabilities about reading, listing, and uploading. And yeah, let's see if it works. And so you can see there are several files in my space, and I just uploaded the proof into the browser. But it goes, sorry?
What application is left window?
This is just, this is a demo.
Not online.
It's online. I can give you the URL, but maybe you can find it in my GitHub later on. Okay. So I go forward. So I upload data. There's no server here. I connect directly to the cloud, which stores the decentralized data. And what I can do further, I can have another browser or a mobile device and can delegate the capabilities, what I delegated to this browser, to another browser or to another person. So and naturally, each of these capabilities have certain are only valid for a certain time and can also be revoked and things like this, right? I think that this is now the presentation for the second browser. Create another DID. I make the passkey. I have no password, anything. I just use passkey. And then I make the delegation in the other browser. And yeah, then I copy the delegation to the first browser. Naturally, this takes very long in this demo. It is possible to make this all peer-to-peer, that nobody sees anything about this transport of the proof. You can transport the proof from one device to another device just by sending it via a peer-to-peer stream to the other browser or to your mobile device, right? So now this is finished. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.